So rest is hard to come by, but how can we get you more of it? Because it's so integral to good mental health, well-being, and avoiding burnout. Being tired can make us feel rubbish, quite frankly. It becomes harder to make decisions, harder to laugh, harder to rationalize maybe anxious or worried thoughts. It's harder to enjoy things. It's harder to coach ourselves through moments of comparison, even when we're just tired. So how can we get you more rest? How can we get you more sleep, even at this time? If you struggle to get to sleep at those opportunities that do arise, perhaps the baby is finally asleep and you get into bed, and instead of sleep, your mind is just full of thoughts rushing through, perhaps anxious thoughts. And I think this often happens because our days are so busy. They're so full that we don't always have time or space, or we don't make that space for ourselves to be able to process some of those thoughts, to be able to feel and acknowledge some of those feelings. So feelings like to wait for us. So it can be really helpful to just check in with yourself throughout the day. Ask yourself, how are you? What are you feeling? And maybe just name a feeling or two. That in itself is a way of respecting them and acknowledging them so that they can move past. It might be that it's anxious thoughts that are keeping you awake. So go back to section 4 of the chapter on anxiety, and there you will find some brilliant techniques. Those breathing exercises, those grounding breathing exercises, the simple in for 4 and out for 6 that tell your body that you are safe, which we need to feel safe to sleep. But before you sleep is an amazing time to practice that breathing technique. So hopefully those little ideas will help sleep be easier to come by when you do get the opportunity. I want to encourage you to be wary of those times when you rob from the opportunities to sleep so that you can get space, or maybe you want to connect with your partner, or maybe you just want to get some jobs done. So it just seems like sleep is a good thing to go without in order to tick those boxes. Actually, you need sleep. When I had my first baby, I would often stay up late so that I could sit with my husband when he got home from work. He would get home quite late so that we could have dinner, and then we'd end up going to bed about 10:30 at night. Yet my body and my mind craved to go to bed at least a few hours earlier than that. Looking back, I so wish that I had told myself those opportunities will come. Those opportunities to have dinner together and to relax a little bit before we go to bed, they will come, and they will come soon. But now the most important thing is that I get what sleep I can so that I can feel better the next day, so that I can feel that little bit less tired the next day. So be wary of when you are robbing from your opportunities to sleep. My next tip is to stop multitasking. Now, many of us are really good at this, but I don't think we necessarily are aware of how much extra energy it takes to be doing 10 things instead of one. And you will get to do those other things, but actually a good way of preserving energy is just to focus on the one. It's like going out and deciding that actually today you need to walk instead of run. There will be times where you can run, but how can you meet the level of your resources that you have today? Watch out for just, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to quickly do that. I'm just going to do this on the way to doing that. It's those just that squeeze lots of little extra energy robbing things into our day that feels productive and it feels efficient. But if you can lump things together, there are so many mornings when as soon as one of my children have finished a plate of toast or a bowl of cereal, I pick it up and I wash it up or I put it in the dishwasher. And actually, whilst I feel like I'm being quick and efficient, it's far more efficient for me to let that washing build up and then do it in one go. And I think often in the pursuit of being efficient, we end up accidentally exhausting ourselves. And it is far more efficient to lump things together, to compartmentalize the different jobs that you have around the home, so that you just need one chunk of energy and you can do it to completion in a much quicker time. How might what you are eating and how you are eating actually be contributing to your feelings of tiredness? I think when we're tired, we are far more likely to grab those quick fixes, those sugar boosts, those caffeine highs, when actually what those things are doing, they're sending our body, our adrenal levels, our blood sugar levels on a roller coaster. And those crashes are often more exhausting than the tiredness that prompted us to reach for the sugar or the caffeine in the first place. So might there be tweaks that you can make in the way that you are fueling your body that can actually keep your blood sugar or keep your energy levels at a more even keel? Cutting corners is one of my favorite tips to help regain and claw back some energy. Are there any ways that you can cut some corners today? Perhaps it's grabbing something out of the freezer instead of making it from fresh. Perhaps it's getting ready made. Perhaps it's actually just doing a job half-heartedly instead of doing it to the standard that you might normally do. All of these things just preserve a little bit of energy for you. Another good thing to do, I think, is to start becoming aware of what you are saying yes to. Your energy is the most important commodity that you have control over. And I think often our instinctive response to invitations or questions is to say yes. And that might be fueled by people-pleasing drives, but actually it's so important that you take a moment, that you pause, use a pausing technique such as, let me check my diary and I'll get back to you. And it means that you're less likely to give that automatic response of, yeah, I'll do that. I'll be there, when actually, if you take a moment to look at the bigger picture of your week, engage the bigger picture of how your resources might be when you get to that commitment or you get to that day, and actually, it's a busy week, so I'm probably going to be exhausted and I might then feel like I wish I hadn't said yes, or I might resent that person for having asked me to do that. So where can you best place those yeses, so they both respect and take into account the limit of your resources at this time? And I want to finish by saying, never turn down an opportunity for rest.